Blog Talk Radio.
We are the UR Tennis Network. Our mission is to be the voice of tennis. We enlist a team of passionate enthusiasts to promote our sport. We strive to bring interesting perspectives on the many spins of tennis. Our goal is to provide the learners of our sport with current news and information from many angles. We seek active participation from communities interested in tennis, but tennis is not interested in them. We are expanding our outreach. Tennis is a true lifetime sport that needs to be talked about, and the UR Tennis Network pledges to pursue this idea relentlessly.
Good afternoon, high school tennis fans. Welcome to the UR Tennis Network, where you'll find all your tennis news. This is your host, Coach Denise, bringing you the FHS-TCA perspective on high school tennis. I believe we have an exciting show coming up for you today, and we will get started in a couple minutes. I'd first like to thank all of you for your thoughts and prayers, and apologize to you about missing last Thursday's broadcast, but I just felt with having my knee replaced at my age and the pain medication they had me on, I get dopey enough sometimes when I'm normally, so I was afraid to go on when they were feeding me all this medication, and my head was a little dopey, and I was snoozy, so I apologize for that. It is a rainy day in Florida, kind of a hazy day, kind of, I don't know if it's the rain or reflection on things or what, but kind of sad, and maybe I think it's kind of death day in America today. We had four Marines get shot down in Tennessee today, and I can't help but to, before we start talking, to just say semper fi to my fellow Marines, and let's keep the four of them in our prayers, and I'm sure peace will be with them, and let's hope their families find peace soon. I think that's the great thing about sports. I don't know. I don't think it's my imagination, but I think if we get people active enough in sports and trying to be progressive in life and doing good things, hopefully I'm not just getting old right now, but this seems to be, it's getting old to me, days like today, but let's get to our show, and that's the thing, one of the reasons I've enjoyed coaching high school for so many years is that the young people in tennis, the young excitement, the thoughts of future, the building of teamwork, the willingness to take challenges and to try to sit there and get better, and the responsibility of now being part of a team and having those team rules being something that you must sit there and abide by, but trying to become a leader in your team. I think naturally I'm biased, but I think high school tennis probably does this. I know it does it at least as well as any other sport, but I really believe it does it better than most sports. So today we have a guest that the Florida High School Tennis Coaches Association has been associated with for 2 years now, I guess. A former WTA player, Lisa Dotson, has developed a tool that I think is important, And those of you that know me, I know that I refer to my tennis bag a lot of times as my tool bag. But sometimes in order when we're given instructions, either associating it with another sport or another activity they're doing, or having another tool besides that dreaded tennis racket that never seems to do what you want it to do, is a lot easier to make the introduction. And Lisa has done that with ServeMaster. And I think I see Lisa there now. Let me see. Lisa, are you there?
I am, John. Coach. How are you?
Well, I think I'm doing better. I'm getting to be a wimp in my old age, but they tell me that I'm on my way back, and pretty soon I'll be walking like a normal person. So that's the beginning.
Great, great.
How
you have
your
surgery?
I did have it, finally. They had no chance. The knee collapsed. Actually, not the one that I thought was. I had more trouble with my right knee than my left, but all of a sudden the left one gave out. So we had to do that first. And dealing with insurance companies today is a whole new experience. And thank God I married the younger woman, and she's been a lifesaver to me, because with my heart condition, I think this would have been a stress test if she was in here to do all the things.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're doing well.
I think before we I start to talk a little bit about the Total Serve, I'd like you to introduce yourself to the audience.
Okay. My name is Lisa Dodson. I played on the tour for a number of years and had a world ranking in singles and doubles. I've got about 40 years of teaching experience, East Coast. I lived in California for about 20 years and ran some clubs out there, directed programs, ran women's challengers. I did lots and lots of different things. And now I'm back in New York. I've been back for about 2 years. Living in the town where I grew up. My mom is 87 and came home to help. And I'm now the director of tennis at a beautiful club in Rye, New York. We're right on the water. In fact, I'm standing looking out at the Long Island Sound, listening to the water, and it's a gorgeous day, and life is good.
Well, that's great. And we appreciate what you've done for tennis. As you know, most of my effort in the last 20 years has been with the junior players. My wife, Bobby, runs the District 15 NJTL program. So twice a year she reminds me not to be traveling or doing anything, because I have to be available for her 10 and under programs on Saturday. And I always kid about that, but I love working with the kids. One of the things that I don't know where your thoughts came from developing this Total Serve, but I think maybe just because that's what I'm more involved in now, but I think of it as a great tool for juniors. And what were you thinking of when you decided that, you know, we need a tool in serving?
Well, I was really thinking that the serve is very complex, and there was a very simple tool, and it exists out there now, which was a tube sock with three balls in it. And I used that for about 30 years to teach with. And, you know, I got results from people with it. And so at one point in time, I was injured, and I thought, okay, well, this is my time to actually see, you know, if I could build the perfect product, because a tube sock doesn't have a grip, and it's, you know, not regulated in weights and lengths and all that. The main thing is it doesn't have a grip.
Right.
And so I went into my garage, and I created this thing, because really sports is all about feel. And tennis pros, we try and show people and tell people what to do. And it's really very ineffective. You know, I don't. People don't learn that way. They may be visual learners, and they will benefit from maybe seeing a video of themselves and seeing what the problems are that we're trying to describe to them. But really, people don't listen and assimilate well when you're talking about a physical activity. So this tool allows people to actually experience what a correct service motion is supposed to feel like. It. So if they have a certain service motion, nobody knows, they don't know the difference between what they're doing and what's correct. And how do you discover that? How do you find a better service motion unless you can experience what it actually is? And then you bridge the gap between what do I have and, oh, that's what it's supposed to be like, right? You can actually feel it within, you know, 15 or 20 swings with ServeMaster. You can actually feel what the service motion is supposed to be like, and you can duplicate it over and over. I mean, one of the beauties of it is you can do it anywhere. You don't have to be on a tennis court. And the other really, really important point is you don't really get any negative feedback from it. Meaning when you're serving, and let's say your tennis pro is trying to get you in the correct grip or close to the correct grip, or they're trying to change something with your serve, we are all looking for results. Results meaning I want the ball to go over the net and in the box. And so when you change grip, that doesn't happen, right? And that's the first deterrent to people just quitting and stopping improving. We move their grip. Now the ball, maybe it doesn't feel so bad, but the ball doesn't go anywhere near the box. So they think it's wrong. They think they're doing the wrong thing. And so with this thing, with the tool, you put your hand on the correct grip. It's got a grip marker. And your body learns what it's supposed to feel like to go through this motion. And all you do is you feel what it's supposed to be like. You don't get any negative results. You don't get a ball telling you you're doing the wrong thing. So I think that's a very, very powerful and positive learning experience, a learning tool, so that you don't want to quit because you can't get your end result right away.
I agree with you 100%. You're able to sit there. We could talk about backswing all we want and leg movement and, you know, the shoulder turns and the hip and everything, but sometimes all we do is confuse people, and being able to go out and use that, it just makes life easier. I do have to make an exception a little. I don't disagree with what you're saying, tool rather than talking, but you produced, in my opinion, one of the best 5-minute video on showing the three easy steps to teaching to serve high school tennis players. And, of course, you go to my website, www.fhstca.org, and then go to our resource page. You will find that on that website. And I know one of the first meetings I conduct player pair meetings in January. I mean, well, we start in Florida. We start in January, but in September, October, November, then we do condition in December. But the first thing I introduce at that September parent player meeting, because we're not allowed to do the tennis, is introduce them to the total serve. And part of the things that they need to do before they go to the following month's Wednesday is to watch that video. And I think what you've done in that 5 minutes, does it replace, is the total serve better? I'm not going to disagree with you. Maybe it is. But I find it's been a great tool for our high school.
Great. Well, thank you. I think that... Yeah, I really had fun doing that video. I did it out in California at one of my students, coaches a high school out there, and so I went out and worked with her team for a while, and I also just, you know, let my camera run and shot the video footage. And I think I agree with what you're saying, that I think that video is good in that it gives you the breakdown of this is how you teach high school kids, because with this particular tool, And it takes you, breaks it down step by step, so they, it's understandable pieces that they put together into a whole movement. And that, I really had a great time doing that. That was a wonderful group of kids. And I'm pleased with the video as well. So I'm glad to know that how valuable you think it is.
Well, I think it is. I think you've done a great job, with it. And truthfully, we've been using it for the last couple of years. And we have a new coach now that replaced me because it's time for me to move on and doing the stuff with the Florida High School Tennis Coaches Association has taken up so much time. But he's assured me he will be doing this same thing. We could sit there and watch the video. I think one of the important things in there is, I know myself, when we talk about grips, and you could talk about the continental grip with the serve, and most of us subscribe to that. But I don't know how many times during practice you get over and over again, coach, will you show me this grip again? Will you show me that grip again? Are my hands good? I think what you've done with the, showing right with the total serve with that continental grip is fantastic. Are you still with me, Lisa? Lisa, did I lose you? Lisa, did I lose you?
I can hear you, John. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. I was just, did you hear me talking about my comments on the continental grip where you just show them right there?
Yeah, I picked it up at the end. Yeah, we were spotty there for about 30 seconds. It's the favorite, everyone's favorite question. Where does that grip go again? Where does that grip go again? That's why I thought this putting a marker just to remind people for right-handed or left-handed player was so important. And they just get used to what it feels like instead of the pancake grip. And, just on another little note, I think it's very difficult for a lot of high school coaches because they're not necessarily tennis players. This is the kind of tool that they can be an effective teacher without knowing how to serve themselves. If they go through the motions and they just watch that video, and they can get kids to understand the basic parts of the serve without even really knowing what they're talking about. So, I mean, I think, 9 out of 10 high school coaches really aren't, they're not tennis professionals. They may be tennis players, or they may be a science teacher. They may be all, not know sports at all. So, I think that's just a really valuable part of it as well.
No question about that. As you know, we use that as part of our training, and that one of the things that we do with the FHSTCA is do the training of the high school coaches, because there is a big turnover. Every year we lose about 35% of our coaches, and it's a new group coming in.
Right.
And there's just, part of my argument, and I asked the athletic directors and the Board of Education, are you looking for a tennis coach, or are you looking for somebody to monitor your kids? And the truth of the matter is, some of them look for someone to monitor the kids. Well, let's still give them the best. And this is something you can do. And I know, I think when we go and we do the regional training, and we take a couple of things with them, and one is the total serve. I think we have more interest on that than anything else, in the gym teacher and the math teacher, and oh my God,
right.
Look at this, and how is it used? How about I don't want to tie up all of high school because that's my love, but. What are you seeing with the players out of high school and everything? How easy is the change from me doing you know, the bad habits I've had and now going into there?
As an adult or as, you know, like an old, as an older player?
I think it more as an adult.
Okay. So you're asking me how difficult is it to change? It's pretty darn difficult to change. But, you know, I think that this tool gets, I've seen tremendous change with a lot of people, and I'm not just saying that because this is my product. It's just, it's a real eye-opener. I mean, you should see people when they have a certain way of doing something, and I'll take them through the steps, and actually I physically move people's arms and bend them in the middle of their swing and stuff so that they are able to achieve the motion faster. And they just go, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do. And they make really, really lasting and quick changes with the ServeMaster or with the tool. So the tricky part is then transferring it to the racket. And I just experienced this today. I work with everybody with it on the court. But the hard part is taking it to the racket. And because a racket is a solid object, you can manhandle it. You can do whatever you want with it. You can stop in the back. You can twirl. You can toss the ball badly. You can do whatever you want, and you can still get the ball to go forward. And so with the ServeMaster, you know that if you don't keep it on a path, it's going to break down. And so these people that have you know, hitchy, glitchy strokes, they've got a hitch, they've got a poor grip, they're able to make a breakthrough and feel what it's supposed to be like. Then the next thing I do with them, I don't ever let anybody, you know, once they've sort of mastered it in 25 or 30 swings, I don't let anybody hit a ball yet. I'm gonna maybe give them their racket in their hand, and I do what I call the two-finger approach, where you hold on to the racket with your two fingers, your forefinger and your middle finger, and you ball up your other two underneath the racket, and you hold on with your two fingers and your thumb. It gives you a really loose, whippy, uncontrollable sensation with your racket because you don't have your full hand on there. And so I have them go through that, through the service motion with that grip, where and everyone's afraid of, oh my God, the racket's going to go flying out of my hand. And, you know, it doesn't, because basically what we all do is we get this death grip on the racket, and then you can't get any action in the racket head. So we're going to hold down really low on the racket with two fingers and a thumb, go through the motion, and try and make it feel exactly like you're using the tool, which is completely loose and flexible and weighted. Then we'll move it with three fingers on. And then I'm going to allow them to put their hand on the racket really, really loose so that I could actually pull the hand out of the racket. And then, you know, we're going to go through that swing a bunch of times. And the next thing I do is I walk up to them and I say, all right, here's the deal. This is what you have to do for me. What we're doing is we're trying to change your patterns. We're trying to alter your patterns a little bit for the better. And so what you need to do here is not be worried about where the ball goes. If the ball goes in the net, it goes in the ground, it goes off to the left, it goes anywhere, you completely miss it because your ball toss is not in the right place. I need you to produce this swing, this stroke, and then we're going to learn to put the ball toss in the way of it. Because what everyone does is they toss the ball up in the air, it's like hunting and pecking, they look for the ball, and then they hit it. And most of us base our tennis swing or our serve swing stroke on where the ball toss is. And usually the ball toss is in the wrong place. So let's say I have a ball toss that goes left all the time. It's always going left, but I don't know that it's going to the left because it's arcing over there. And now I've developed this really funky serve with the ball toss in the right place, and I have no idea that it's completely wrong. So what I want to do is I want to break through and say, all right, bear with me here. You got to promise me you're going to do this motion that we just spent 15 minutes on. And even if you completely whiff at the ball, if you don't recognize it's a bad toss, go ahead and swing and miss, but don't break this pattern. And that's how I make the biggest changes with people, because they realize, oh, I've just been, you know, searching for the ball and trying to whack it, you know, and just hit it, as opposed to I'm really trying to develop this technique that's the same all the time. I'm gonna have the same technique for my first serve and my second serve. I may change my grip and I may change my ball toss location, but I'm gonna use the same technique. And I need to get this nice, flowing, really loose, heavy racket head moving. And basically with my ball toss, I'm just going to place the ball in the way of that. So every single time I can go through the same thing and put the ball in the way of the path of the moving racket head, and I'm golden. So that's how I make the most progress with people, because typically when they get the swing with Serve Master, then you give them a ball and a racket, they go back immediately to their old thing. The next shot, absolutely the next shot. So if we've done that and I take the racket and the ball back away, and then we go through this process of, you know, you're not going to get anywhere if you're thinking about getting the ball over and in. And most people say to me, well, I'm not really thinking about that, but they are. You know, unconsciously, that's what drives us. What drives us is I'm going to get this ball over the net and in the court, whether it's a ground stroke or a serve, pretty much no matter how I have to do it. And that really deters developing really, really good technique. So, you know, I find tremendous results when adults are open-minded and receptive, which not all adults are. You know, a lot of them don't want to change because it's just too much work. And they don't think that they can. And I've proven over and over and over and again that they can, but I can't make anybody stick with it. You know, I can't make them keep doing it. And they have to want to keep trying to improve and produce better technique.
And it's a challenge, but that's what it's needed. And I think sometimes the other thing that I've noticed is that when it comes, I just completed this summer, we do it at doubles, and it's adult, and we have also for the high school kids. And a lot of times it's good for the adults because they're playing against some of the high school kids, and the high school kids, it's good for them because they think, oh, no, I got this, I'm becoming a star, and then they get beat up by the adults. So I love it. But one of the things that I've, you know, done is, you know, encourage them to use the ones that we have, because District 15 NJATL does this, and this is a District 15 NJATL program that my wife started to support the high schools. It used the total serve. I could tell the people that are using it and the people that take it home and then use it and everything. But when, and you can see some slight improvement, but then when it comes time to play, I think we're a creature of, well, not just a creature of habit. I'm a Daniel Coyle fan with the Tyler Code. I think we built up that same old motion, and if I'm struggling, let me go to what I've done before, even if I know it's not right, but I can get it in. And matter of fact, it's interesting when my wife and I were talking and just a few days ago, and trying to keep me upbeat and reminding me of what we're going to do that I can't divorce myself from the kids and I got to forget this pain and go on. And we talked about, and I think we're going to try it. We do this program every May. And I think next May, she's right. I think we're going to increase the price of the clinic by $15, but include the total serve, or the serve master, now you call it, the program, because you can look at it. You can tell what somebody, you should go out and buy this, you should go out and do it. And then when you see them next week, you could tell them, oh, I see you didn't get the total serve yet, did you? No, but I'm going to. And, you know, maybe her solution, I think she's right, and it's her program, the District 15 NJATL, but I know part of it was to get my spirits up, but I think she's on to something. It's amazing how smart your wives are sometimes.
Well, she and I think alike. I do that in I did that in a number of clubs out in California where, you know, I've gone to the director and said, you know, just charge them $20 more for on the registration. And every kid who registers in your program gets a ServeMaster because they all need it. It's not that much of an expense. I work with everybody. If you're gonna do that, I'm gonna work with you and give you a great price on it. So it's affordable. You don't have to jack your price up, you know, $25 or $30. Because if they have it in their hands, they're gonna use it. And people say all the time, oh yeah, I'm gonna get one of those, and then they just for whatever reason they just don't. And if everyone used ServeMaster for 5 minutes every day outside of playing tennis, you would be amazed at how much you'd improve just by that little bit, that consistency of, you know, changing your muscle patterns. And everyone really benefits from it. So your wife, I have to meet her. She must be brilliant.
Yeah, she's right. So that'll be part of next May's program. We actually, we've seen the results at our high school because one of the things that we do, you're always into an odd situation with courts, and I try to rotate because making sure that everybody's, you know, the number one and number two players, you got to find time for them to work together and get better. But early on in the training, I do a rotation thing because, you know, it's nice for John Denise to be able to say, you're on the team, and they'll say, oh, Lisa Dodson's on that team, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, I play with her every day. I hit with her the other day. You know, so it's a good team building thing.
Sure.
And what we do, what we've done now there for the last 2 years is when you go through the rotation of the courts, rather than sit out, you know, because it's not your turn to serve, we're rotating around the court, you're mm-hmm. using the ServeMaster, and you're using that for the next 5 minutes, and now, you know, you rotate, and when we go through the rotation, the next person there uses that ServeMaster, and it's the
right.
same as doing the serve. You're reinforcing the service motion. You know, like I tell him, and I think, and it took me a while to get the new coach to agree, but I think he's going to be ordering some more for the high school, is that, you know, it's actually, in some cases, it's more beneficial than the racket, because at the high school,
yeah.
you're working at all different levels of players.
Right, right. Yeah, and I'm always advocating taking away the ball, you know, doing
yeah.
shadow swings, using a tool. Because if you can't produce a motion without a ball, what's the hope of you producing the motion when you have to win the ball's in play, whether it's a serve or a ground stroke? So, you know, take the ball away, practice with just repatterning your body, and all of a sudden you're gonna have a different stroke. So again, right on the right track, as you always are, Coach.
Well, now I got to get you back on there again, hopefully pretty soon. Not to put too much pressure on you, and we appreciate what you do with the Florida High School Tennis Coaches Association. I told the listening audience about the resource page on there. I probably should also, you reminded me when you said you work with people, Lisa has been working with the Florida High School Tennis Coaches, and you can buy, you go to our website, like I said, www.fhstca.org, and go to that resource page. Watch the if you're a high school coach, by all means, or a high school player, watch the video on the high school, but watch the other training video. There. And then if you're buying it, Lisa gives all the people online there 25%. So she is already doing something for the Florida High School Tennis Coaches Association, and she has been doing it. So she gives a 25% discount. When we realized that in high school, being it's a non-revenue producing sport, that the money for training and everything isn't there. Every coach would like to have, you know, their own gyms and their own tennis courts and everything. It's not always available. The ServeMaster is something that is not only affordable for the high school team's budget, but it's really a tool that if you're not using it, shame on you. Lisa, let me put a little pressure on you now. And like I said, we thank you for the videos. We thank you for what you do with the video. You do know that we're having our high school coaches train in December 10th, 11th, and 12th. You think you're going to be able to sneak down to Florida and help coach our...
Absolutely.
Yar?
Absolutely. Book me in. Book me in for as much as you want. I'll do, you know, free clinics, teach high school coaches, you know, how to get the best out of their kids.
I really appreciate that because... you know, because you've been this, but a lot of people don't realize that just and a math teacher and a science teacher, I mean, these people can be outstanding pros because they understand the first concept, and that is teaching, and that's what we all are basically teaching.
Exactly.
But we have to give them the tools, and they have to have an understanding of that, and this is what we try to do with the workshop. And this is what we try to do with the videos and everything on our website. But you, I definitely will. Matter of fact, I think I'll probably, if I might, I haven't put together the agenda yet. This has knocked me down a little. But I think I might also use you on a Saturday because we open it up to parents and players, too. So I might use you on both days. I use you on the indoor presentation and use you on the... courts, because I always tell everybody what we're offering is no secret. I mean, everything, I don't know what I give that is original. It sure isn't much. Most of the stuff, you know, I've stolen from somebody. You used the three socks. God, I used them before. I don't know who did that at first, but God bless them. It was a great tool. And then, you know, when you work with the tenant on this, you got to work with two socks instead of three socks,
right.
And then you get someone small, you're working with the one sock. Well, you could tell you did this for so many years because you went and did it with the total serve, so there isn't you're telling that. I mean, we actually would sit there and make sure, don't throw those socks away, you know.
You know what I found is, and I think it's a valid point. A lot of women really struggle with their serve, and it was really impossible to get them to use a sock. They didn't want to. They didn't want to use a sock. A sock. Oh, I don't want to. It was kind of silly. So, but they're going to use a product. People like to use products. They don't necessarily like to use a sock. And I just want to nail home this point. The sock is great. Somebody gave me a sock with balls in it when I was a kid. And I started using it, and I started teaching with it because it's just the easiest way to get people to respond. But it doesn't have a grip, and people still to this day email me and tell me, "Well, I don't need your product. I'm happy with my sock." I'm like, "That's fine. It's great. It does a lot of the job." But the biggest stumbling block for everybody is where is that grip? Because everyone's afraid of the edge. They when the edge goes up to the ball with a continental grip, that's when everybody freaks out. So you have to get used to how your arm is going to behave. With your hand in a certain place, your wrist is going to move in a certain direction, and that affects your elbow and your shoulder, and it trickles down your whole body. So you have to have a grip in order to effectively practice a serve. You can get the swing motion, but you're still not going to get it right when you go to a racket if you don't have a grip. So anyway, I had to put that in there because I'm hearing that all the time. Oh, I'm just going to stay with a sock. Well, that's fantastic because a sock is great, but you're missing a big piece, and you're really not going to make the changes you need to make because you're not getting the grip, and the grip is the foundation of a serve. So I don't know. I just thought that was an important point to put out there.
Yeah, it's a great point. I don't know how many times a day that sometimes the parents don't understand what I'm saying. I'll sit there and I'll say, you know, ask the students, do I have to check on your grades? Because I'm a big pain in the neck as far as keeping grades up as part of the rule thing that you sign with us. And, well, what do you mean? Well, I know you're preparing to be a waitress in college, so you're looking to work your way through college. You've given up on the serve, I take it. You don't think you have any.
Right. And,
I mean, it's just out there. It's all the time. The grip is just so important, and, you know, it's so important to do that.
It's the foundation. It's the foundation. You're never going to have a serve until you get the grip in the right place. And the other thing about adults, men in particular, you know, you guys, a lot of you are tall and strong and fast and all that. And so you kind of get to a certain level simply by being an athlete and being strong and powerful. But they don't realize what they're missing out on by muscling the ball and trying to pound it with their muscles with the wrong grip, and as opposed to holding on to the grip the right way and letting loose and using their entire body to hit the ball. I recently had this guy who was a quarterback, and he's coming out here for a serve lesson with a pancake grip, a flat forehand grip. He's got this big forehand. So I'm like, Dan, really? Would you hold on to a football like that? If you check it out, if you put your hand in a continental grip on a tennis racket, and then you pick up a ball, just a tennis ball to throw it, the grip is identical. If you put your hand on the side of the racket, which would be your forehand grip, and now hold the side of a ball, how can you throw the ball? You can't throw the ball. He's like, oh my God, I never thought about that. He said, I just thought I wanted to get all my strings going towards the racket, and then I would be able to hit it really hard. And it just so happens he's a good athlete and he's strong, but so the thinking was kind of, he just didn't know. But once we just moved his grip over, all of a sudden he's pounding these serves because he was a quarterback, and that's a familiar and natural throwing motion for him. And so somebody that's that experienced with throwing who didn't know, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to put my hand on the same way on the racket, guys miss out a lot just because you think you're doing pretty well with the wrong grip. Well, imagine how well you could do with the right grip.
Well, you're fortunate that you got him in. What I found over all the years that I've been coaching, about many of you, is during my career, I worked with more women than men. My son and I, who the John Denise School of Tennis was actually named after my son, not me. But then I always wanted a woman coach. He said, but Dad, you have more women than men. But giving lessons to a man, most men don't take lessons. I've given more clinics where the man will be sitting outside the fence, the woman will be taking lessons, and he'll be taking notes, but God forbid they should, take a lesson. So good
right,
for you that
right.
You're getting the men in there.
Yeah, I teach a lot of men here. I teach a lot of men in general. But you're right. A lot of them sit back like, I don't know what the attitude is. They don't need it, or they're not going to take it that seriously. It's a recreation. They want to just get out and have fun. And in my brain, I'm going, yeah, it's more fun when you win. It's more fun when you do it really well, right? It's not fun to me when I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off because I don't know what I'm doing. That's not fun. It's fun to win. But not everybody's like that. And a lot of guys, you know, they have limited time. Like where I am here, it's we're outside of Manhattan, and all these guys have high-powered jobs, and, you know, they just want to come and play tennis, and they don't necessarily want to work at something else. And so, you know, they just come out and recreate with it. And I think that's, you know, I think that's somewhat of a common issue as well.
Yeah, it is. And when you're an athlete, I think, I know for, you know, where we are in Florida, Vero Beach used to be the home of the Dodgers, and this was where their spring training is. So for years, my son and I would work with the lot of the Dodgers before they moved to Arizona, and their wives would be taking lessons over and over, and then they would sit there and bring their husbands in, and the husbands really wouldn't give it a chance because they're so good at, you know, baseball and everything. And they say, oh, I can't do tennis. I hate tennis. Well, you know, she said you haven't been to the chance yet, but they're, you know, and of course the wife are here in Florida with them, and then they want to do things together, and, you know, their husbands are superstars, and, of course, they want to sit there and be able to play with them, and it was right. hard to get the men on the tennis courts.
Yeah, yeah, well, I guess if you're a certain level athlete as well, you're going to reach a certain proficiency from the beginning, or they just don't want to take on something else, you know?
Right.
Lots of times that guys are, or people that are high-level athletes, they don't necessarily want to have to do something else because they have high expectations of themselves. And, you know, and they know that something is going to take some work in order to be good at it. And, you know, maybe it's just not in the cards for them. But I like to play everything. So I'm game for anything.
Well, good for you. Well, Lisa, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I've got to go on and do some business here. But before I let you go, is there something that we missed that you liked? And we missed a lot of things. I know in your video you talk about that halo position that you don't hear too much, and I think it's so important. But is there anything that you would like to sit there and talk about for the next few minutes before we you leave us?
You know, I think what I'd like to just brush on here is the idea that you have to teach a really good foundation for players, and you have to let people get players of all levels get to a certain proficiency before we push them on to something that they can't attain. That's not to say that we're not going to push them to achieve certain things on the court. But, for example, a pet peeve of mine is the tennis pro who wants to all of a sudden teach their beginner player who's really struggling with a ball toss and a service motion. They want to teach them a pinpoint stance, meaning, you know, you start with your feet apart under shoulders, and then when you toss the ball up, you pull your back foot up to your front foot, because you see all the tour players, or a lot of the tour players, serving that way. Do you know what I'm talking about with the pinpoint stance?
Yep.
Coach, yeah, and so I'm not saying that I don't like a pinpoint stance. But what I'm saying, and one of my coaches today was doing it here. He's got these girls that are 12 years old. They're struggling with their service motion. They weren't working with Servmaster. He was helping them with their serves. And they're struggling with their motions. They're struggling with their ball toss. And he's trying to get this one girl in particular to jump off of, do a pinpoint stance and jump off of one foot and land on the same foot. They can't do the other stuff first yet. So I'm like, wait a minute. I go over there and I say, okay, guys, I did my five-minute Servmaster thing. They're all like, oh, wow, that's great. And so I didn't want to tell, you know, make him look bad in front of them by saying, I don't really think that you're ready for that. So what we did is we took a towel and we rolled it up on the baseline, and I had them do the Servmaster. And then we took a broom, which was nice and long, and because we always want to give somebody a target point for them to understand hitting up to a ball, because when people hit up, they think they're hitting up to a serve, really what they're doing is they're kind of reaching out. And so if you hold up a target in the correct contact point that's out of reach, they really have to extend up, and they look at me like, really, are you crazy? I can't reach that. Well, try. So we put the target up there, and we put a little towel on the baseline, and we said, okay, with your Servmaster, you're gonna try and hit your target, and what that does is it makes them project up off of their front leg, which is what they're supposed to be doing on a pinpoint stance or a platform. You're really pushing up off of your left leg, and then try and land on it. Now, that's more doable with a Servmaster because you don't have a racket and a ball. And you're not, you know, you don't have all the other stuff going on around you, so you can kind of isolate it. Once you've gotten the movements with Servmaster, I mean, that's really another beautiful part of it is you can concentrate on all kinds of different things. So, for example, that is concentrating now on legs, or you concentrate on just isolating, what's my tossing arm doing? And you don't have to worry about actually tossing a ball. You're going to shadow through it. But my point of this whole thing is that push too far, too fast, is a disaster. And so I would encourage, whether you're a high school player or a young player or even an advanced player, and you want to make some changes in your serve, if you're going to do a pinpoint stance, you need to make sure that the rest of your serve is solid, meaning you have a good grip, you're in good control of your ball toss, and you have the motion that you want before you disrupt it by dancing around underneath the ball, because most people don't even know what they're trying to do when they're doing a pinpoint stance. They're just kind of walking around under the ball. They have no idea what they're trying to do is set a platform underneath them, push up more with the left leg, and push more forward with the back leg so that you're bringing your hip around. It has a specific function and job. And so that, again, it's a real pet peeve of mine, because I see tennis pros taking kids to that place when they have no business even attempting it. So maybe it's not a warning. It's just some information and totally my opinion, but well-founded with what I'm always having to backtrack people from it. Oh, what are you doing with your feet? Oh, I don't know. They told me to pull my foot up. I don't even know what they're trying to do, let alone why. So I just feel like I needed to kind of get that out there.
No, I think it's important information. And I think I'm an old PTI person, and Dennis Vandermeer would always talk about the progression you go through. Don't try to make somebody do something else until they could, you know, do something first. I think it's a touchy subject because it goes in two extremes. You pointed out one. I know I've had discussions with the USTA with the tenant under program, and of course their position is it's just fun. You know, we don't care about their kids learning anything or teaching anything. We want them to have fun. I totally disagree. There's no question that fun is the most important component. But I think when you sit there, I mean, as you know, District 15 NJTL has purchased a total serve, and we have them out there. We don't try to sit there and have kids hit serve with a tennis racket. We have some, but there's a progression you go through, and these are the different levels
right.
when we move the kids around. We use the eye coach on the court because,
mm-hmm.
you know, no matter how good you can sit there and toss a ball or hit a ball or how accurate you can be, some kids just can't handle that there. So if you have a stationary target with the ball, it's easier to do that.
Right.
Do you have, when you get into movement, I see coaches want to get into the movement there. You know, we have equipment that we've purchased out of Washington, and God, he would hate me now because I can't remember it. But we play games with the footwork and everything, and we have drills, and we have all the lights and everything. And the kids aren't
mm-hmm.
thinking about, you know, the tennis portion. All they know is they're having fun. So you can
right.
have fun. But I think we have to, there's an opportunity to start there and teach them the correct way, because I think it's harder after to sit and try to take something away. When we're wrapping the neuron, you know, Mylan around the neuron, and we're wrapping it wrong, we can't unwrap it. So it
right.
becomes a problem. So let's try to wrap it correctly.
Right. No, I totally agree with you. I completely agree. You know, you can have a great time and still be learning and not really know it. And
right.
because these kids form habits so fast. I mean, I see it here where we've got a three-week program and I get a kid that's never played before. And by week one, they're locked in. They're already locked at the end of week one. They're already locked into a pattern. And it gets harder and harder and harder as a week goes by to change them. So you have to be careful. You have to lay the foundation. My pros here, we all have common goals that everyone coming out of Shenorock Shore Club, every kid is going to have a loop backswing. Every kid is going to have the correct finish. Every kid is going to understand what topspin is and what underspin is. Every kid is going to have the correct volley grip for their correct volley grip, which is your serve grip and all of your underspin balls and your backhand. And they're going to have an understanding of it. I'm not asking them to master it, but you know, there are just certain things that you have to know and progressions to go upon that's going to get you the best results.
Well, Lisa, I appreciate it. I can't believe the hour went by so fast, and I look forward to seeing you in December, and I will contact you later on. Thank you very much.
Great, Coach. Thanks so much, and take care of yourself. Don't hurt any more body parts. You're running. you need to stay whole there.
Yeah, I will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
It's a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
You enjoyed Lisa on there. She has so much to offer, and we've used her equipment for a long time, and we're believers of it. We take them when we do our training. I would like to talk to you about a couple of things and just remind you that workshop that we were talking about, the FACA workshop, which will be in Daytona Beach on December 10th, 11th, and 12th, besides the training that we will be conducting there those 3 days, Wilson will be presenting Coach of the Year awards in the FHSAA 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4As. We'll have Coach of the Year awards presented in each one of those. So if you have a coach that is deserving of being Coach of the Year, please make sure that Jane Hollinger, our first vice president, has that information. You can go to our website, www.fhstca.org, and nominate your coach there. You can also go and Team Connection, which has been a great supporter of us, like Wilson providing goodie bags and stuff for our all-star game. Our players and coaches look so good because Team Connection dresses them. And they will also be dressing a Florida team in 216 in tennis, a boys or a girls team. And there's a point system on there. How do you sit there and do it? The coaches can gather points. The players gather points. Playing USTA tournaments get you points. Naturally playing games get you points. What gives you more points is volunteer hours, because volunteering in the community gets you points. And, of course, your grades, you accumulate the most points in there. And that will end October 1st, and we will present that also in December. Which school will be wearing the Team Connection uniform? And remember that Team Connection is not only for tennis uniforms. You can get your soccer team uniform to high schools and other uniforms there too. And like I just said, as far as community service awards and everything, any good high school program is only as good as their community. A high school coach can only do so much. An athletic director can only do so much. If you're going to build a true program, you have to have the community behind you. And Dean Street Insurance will be providing a community service award, which won't be given to a tennis, but it'll be given to an organization that's done work in a community service, because community is what we're all about. And if you don't have a Dean Street in your community, then go to Dean Street Insurance, www.deanstreetinsurance.com, and talk to them, and I'm sure they will be able to help you. If you missed the articles in Florida Tennis Magazine, or somebody's already, you can go to our website, and you also can pick up the read the last issue there, and of course you can always read my articles that I write in there under that. So go to the resource page, go to the links, and get the information, and also go to the FHSTCA Facebook and social media, where we're trying to share information of what's going on. So thank you for listening. I look forward to talking with you again next week. Please tell your friends about the FHSTCA perspective on high school tennis, and please go out and support high school tennis. high school tennis is only as strong as you are. Please go in and do that. God bless you. Have a blessed week, and we will see you next week.